In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. It is the Sunday of the prodigal son, now 2 weeks before Great Lent. We witness again today the love of the Father and the warmth and riches of the Father's house. And the son, the prodigal, the wasteful wanderer, who takes his inheritance and goes into a far country, as emphasized by Father Alexander Schmemann in his excellent book on Great Lent, called Great Lent. And he says that this far country is the unique definition of our human condition. The Father is God in the parable of our Lord. The Father's house is the church. We are fellow citizens of the saints and of the household of God. We read in Ephesians 2:19. But like the prodigal, we too have desired something else, that far country, to be a citizen of the world instead of a citizen of the household of God. The world which is in exile from God, in alienation from God, which loves itself and not the kingdom of God. The world which loves the world for its own self. The world of which St. John, the apostle and evangelist, spoke in his first epistle when he says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Father Schmemann writes that someone who has never had that experience, be it only very briefly, who has never felt that he is exiled from God and from real life, will never understand what Christianity is about. We have not had for a moment that sense that we're far from home, that we're far from living the life God intended for us, that we feel estranged. We don't ever feel that. We'll never know really what it is to repent and to turn back to the Lord. Father Schmemann continues, "And the one who is perfectly at home in this world and its life, who has never been wounded by the nostalgic desire for another reality, reality with a capital R, will not understand what is repentance." We can be too at home in this world. The prodigal thought he would be just fine, just very much at home if he could get out of his father's house and get comfortable in the world. Prodigal wanted to go and be at home in the far country, the exile world, far from the father's house. And after squandering his father's inheritance, he joined himself to a citizen of that far country, which the church father says represents the devil. The devil. He joined himself to the devil. And instead of being a son of God the Father, he becomes a hired servant of the evil one, a slave of the devil, and stuck in the pig pen. As Father Hopko used to say, some people never realize they're in the pig pen. They never think that there could be a far better life for themselves, a far better life in the Father's house. The pig pen is all they know, and the pig pen is all they want to know. But the prodigal was hungry. The prodigal was hungry, and there was no nourishment for him in that far country. Whoever departs from the word of God hungers, says St. Ambrose, because man shall not live but by bread alone, but by every word of God, quoting our Lord's own words, that we are meant to live by the word of God. And when we are famished, when we are starving for the word of God, we indeed become hungry. And we try to fill that hunger with all manner of other things, except the word that we need. The prodigal had to have imagined in his mind what a great life he would have outside the Father's house. Perhaps we do the same, imagining if we only lived like others in the world, if we didn't have to fast, if we didn't have to pray and keep a rule of prayer, if we didn't have to go to church, how simpler our life would be. How simpler our life would be to just live as we please. And perhaps this fast free week gave us a taste of that. Except we'd be dead. Except we would be spiritually dead. And brothers and sisters, our exile, our prodigality, our wastefulness, our wanderings begin in our head. In our head. In a fantasy land, a fantasy far country. That's our far country. Unlike the prodigal, we don't really go anywhere. It's just a far country in our minds. A far country of fantasy, of distraction, of dependency, and of despondency and indifference, of an indifference to our soul. The far country, too often the far country of I don't care. And like the world, which thinks it knows everything and that it knows better than God, the prodigal thought he knew better. Just as we allow ourselves to think we know better, the far country of our mind, of our exile, is now greatly supported and encouraged by the computer world. The computer world. With the click of a button, indeed we have the world at our fingertips. But what world is it? What world is it? The world of the prodigal? More opportunities for time wasting, for squandering our precious inheritance, more opportunities for sin, and for pretending we're someplace that we're not. For useless information more often than not. Brothers and sisters, the lesson today is plain and simple. The compassionate Father waits for us. His loving arms are open to us. We are challenged today to admit to ourselves, as Father Schmemann, in Father Schmemann's words, I am far from my real home, my real life. I have defiled and lost my spiritual beauty. I have preferred the far country to the beautiful home of my Father. And the church is here to remind me of what I have abandoned and lost. And so it's time to come home. It's time to come home. Even after all the time we've wasted, there's still time. You can go home again. You can go home again to your Father's house and to his loving embrace. He will receive us not only as a hired servant, but with the dignity of a son or daughter, as a child of our God, and he will clothe and feed us with his very best, as he did before. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.